This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 6th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying the beaches of Tel Aviv or the historic sites of Jerusalem. In Haifa, the temperature is also pleasant, making it a great day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu says a weakened Iran and a strong Israel will lead to more peace deals. This is from JNS, just in. Also, the IDF is preparing for a possible resumption of fighting against Hezbollah. That's according to I-24 News earlier this hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu seeks a White House meeting with Trump for a pre-election reset. This story comes from Ynet. Separately, a report highlights trauma, resilience, and the price of survival from Dubai to Tel Aviv. Details from the Australian Jewish News earlier today. And finally, reports indicate that the Hamas government's resignation is a tactical deception. This update is from the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that the Hamas government's resignation is seen as a tactical deception to avoid formal blame. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, wrote earlier today that Israeli police found 36 grenades and an AK-47 hidden in a Jerusalem home, praising the security forces for preventing a potential massacre. Raylan Givens, known for his analysis on regional affairs, pointed out earlier that Hamas's symbolic move aims to mislead the US and Europe while avoiding real disarmament. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's comments on Iran and Israel. The Prime Minister, speaking to JNS just in, dismissed the notion that Israel is in a permanent state of war. He stressed that reducing Iran's influence will pave the way for new peace agreements. This underscores Israel's strategic focus on regional stability. Turning to the IDF's readiness against Hezbollah, I-24 News reports earlier this hour that the military is on high alert, anticipating potential hostilities. This comes amid ongoing tensions in the north, highlighting the fragile peace along the Israeli-Lebanese border. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's quest for a White House meeting, Ynet reports he aims to solidify ties with Trump amid regional challenges. This seeks to reinforce Israel's diplomatic stance on critical issues like Iran and Gaza. The meeting could be pivotal ahead of the elections. In a related development, trauma and resilience are under the spotlight from Dubai to Tel Aviv. According to the Australian Jewish News, both regions are investing in future growth despite different challenges. This highlights the contrasting paths of recovery and development. Finally, the reputed deception by Hamas, reported by the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation, reveals a strategic move by the group. The report suggests Hamas seeks to evade accountability. This reflects ongoing complexities in the Palestinian political landscape. On the economic front, first, the Irani group is investing $50 million to establish a technology arm for AI in retail. This move, reported by Walla Business, is a significant shift towards technological innovation. Separately, CTech reports that Israel's tech workers now prioritize meaningful work over perks like ping pong tables. This shift reflects changing workplace values amid ongoing regional conflicts. And finally, the Ministry of Finance warns that the basic law, Torah study, could harm the economy. Globes reports it could increase direct taxes significantly by 2065. This highlights the potential long-term economic challenges for Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.